Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This disturbing report reveals so much about how Israel is allowed to get away with terrible crimes on a mass scale and about how the US plays a pivotal role in facilitating them. Now, around 1.5 million Palestinians, a majority of Gaza's pre-war population, that is those who survived, are crammed into Rafah, a city in the very south near the border with Egypt. A town which had a very small pre-war population, certainly not meant to accommodate a population of that size or anything close. Now, most of Gaza's civilian infrastructure has been severely damaged or destroyed over the last 6.5 months. In nearby Khan Yunis, after Israeli forces withdrew, we saw pictures of total devastation, with around 90% of buildings estimated to have been destroyed. We can see that the Israeli state has willfully, intentionally left most of Gaza uninhabitable, as indeed many of its leaders and officials promised they would do. In Rafah, meanwhile, up to 40% of buildings are estimated to have been destroyed, which in any other context would rightly be regarded as frankly apocalyptic, but makes Rafah one of the least devastated parts of Gaza. Now, supposedly the US, Israel's main patron and protector, of course, has been warning Israel off from an assault on Rafah. But Israel keeps saying, loudly and proudly, that they're going to attack Rafah. Indeed, Benjamin Netanyahu, who has suggested that there is a date already finalised. If that happens, the consequences will be completely catastrophic, as we'll discuss. But now we hear a change of plan is mooted from the United States. According to the Qatari media outlet Al Arabi Al Jadid, Egyptian officials have told them the following. The American administration showed acceptance of the plan previously presented by the occupation government regarding the military operation in Rafah in exchange for not carrying out a large-scale attack against Iran. The officials tell the outlet that preparations are underway so Egypt can deal with any possible impact of the planned assault on Rafah. Now, the US has denied these reports, but we know, according to Reuters, that the US and Israel held a virtual meeting about Israel's plans for Rafah today, Thursday, a follow-up to a similar meeting held at the start of the month. Reuters says the meeting comes as Israel considers launching an attack on Iranian targets in response to Iran's launching of a barrage of drones and ballistic missiles last weekend against Israel. It adds Washington has tried to dissuade the Israelis from retaliatory strikes to avoid inflaming an already tense situation, a second US official said. Now, let's just consider, shall we? Let's just consider how depraved all of this is, how monstrously cynical this is. The Israeli state bombed Iran's consulate in Damascus on the 1st of April, killing several Iranian generals and military officers. According to the New York Times, they told their military protector, the US, just before they did so. Just before. It notes publicly US officials voiced support for Israel, but privately they expressed anger that it would take such aggressive action against Iran without consulting Washington. Well, that just sums it up, doesn't it? The US provides unequivocal, limitless support for Israel in practice, occasionally engages in private and public hand-wringing, but uses none of its actual massive leverage to stop Israel behaving like this, for example. It then says the Israelis had badly miscalculated, thinking that Iran would not react strongly, according to multiple American officials who were involved in high-level discussions after the attack, a view shared by a senior Israeli official. Now, here I'm going to have to arc my eyebrow in a very cynical way. I don't believe for one second that a country like Israel would bomb a foreign consulate, clearly violating international rules and norms, laws, and wipe out their generals and army officers unless they expect a substantial strike in response. And I know the reasons they didn't tell the US is almost certainly because it isn't obviously in the interests of the United States. The United States is a profoundly damaged power after the military cataclysms of Iraq and Afghanistan in particular. So triggering a wider war is just not in its interests. Iran and all the destabilization that would mean. Now, apparently as well, Israel had planned this strike for 2 weeks previously. What actually happened here is Israel clearly, intentionally, willfully began a military escalation with Iran. You'd have to be, I'm sorry, profoundly stupid and or gullible to think Israel did not deliberately initiate an escalation. That then raises the specter of regional war. That distracts everyone from Israel's genocidal campaign in Gaza, which A, has proved a strategic failure for Israel. After well over 6 months, they failed to achieve their war aims. And B, which has decisively shifted public opinion against them in the states, which arm and support them. Now, it forced this action, or it forces the action, or the US, the stop succumbing to public pressure. Instead, then, Joe Biden describes what will be the ironclad support for Israel against Iran. So it stops them backsliding. And it drags out the war so Netanyahu can't be removed from power and jailed for corruption charges. But we can also see another benefit here, which is Israel says to the US, well, guys, we either trigger a regional war with another attack on Iranian territory, or you let us do the murderous onslaught on Rafah that you told us we can't. It's your choice. What do you want us to do? Pick one. Well, you can see then, can't you, how this escalation, which we're supposed to believe was a miscalculation, has played in their favour. As a brilliant Israeli journalist Dimi Rieder puts it, the most Netanyahu thing to do now would be to use the threat of re-retaliation in Iran to secure a green light for a massive attack on Rafah. He actually wrote this just before the reports came out. So obviously this guy knows what he's talking about. The most Biden thing to do would be to fall for it, allow the former, and then likely get the latter anyway. Well, indeed. Look, some might go, well, look, this is just one report from one source to one Qatari news outlet. But the point is, look at what's happened all the way through. The US has allowed Israel to commit some of the worst crimes of the 21st century, self-evidently caused massive destabilization, with frankly even more destructive consequences for an already hobbled United States, quite plausibly destroyed Joe Biden's chances of getting re-elected, with all that means for the future of US democracy. And the hand-wringing of the US throughout has counted for nothing. At the beginning of last month, just to put all of this in the proper context in which it deserves, the human context.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The Intercept reported that a leaked diplomatic cable from the US Embassy in Israel, written by officials with the Bureau for Humanitarian Assistance at the US Agency for International Development, the acronym's USAID, about the consequences. This is about the consequences of an all-out Israeli invasion of Rafah. What it'd mean for actual human beings, which is what we should talk about. It said that a potential escalation of military operations in within southern Gaza's Rafah governorate would result in catastrophic humanitarian consequences, including mass civilian casualties, extensive population displacement, and the collapse of the existing humanitarian response. Multiple relief actors have warned USAID's Levant Disaster Assistance Response Team. They added an offensive in Rafah would likely block the entry and transport of fuel and life-saving humanitarian assistance throughout the enclave, rendering critical infrastructure inoperable and leaving people in Gaza without food, medicine, shelter and water. Well, that's a really key point, which is completely missing in all of this, because Israel has prevented the aid that Gaza desperately needs from entering. I've covered this at huge length, and I'm going to do more on this in terms of how they've willfully starved the place and stopped people getting the necessities of life. But Rafah is the main, obviously, means just there, the border with Egypt, for getting that assistance across. And then all of that will be prevented by a military onslaught, which will have consequences, catastrophic consequences for people throughout Gaza. Now, this leaked cable also made clear that Rafah's was already in a catastrophic situation then. That was the beginning of March, and we're in mid-April now. Well, look, yesterday it was reported Israel has deployed extra artillery and armoured personnel carriers to Gaza periphery, suggesting preparation for their long-threatened ground offensive. Now, here's another key point. What Israel's entirely manufactured standoff with Iran has done is shift attention away from the atrocities being committed by Israel every single day. Atrocities which, as they keep saying, rank amongst the worst committed in the 21st century. Atrocities which, if just a single of these atrocities was committed by a state hostile to the West, we would see wall-to-wall coverage of just one of those atrocities. And I'm going to give you an example. Just listen to this report from Al Jazeera.
We're looking at a very horrific attack that just took place at a Maghazi refugee camp within the past 45 minutes or so. A drone fired the missiles on a group of people. Later on, we learned it from eyewitness in the area that this were a group of children at a playground that was set up near a camp for displaced families. And those children are regularly visiting this playground. And just as a father of three children, I understand why displaced families would send their kids just for an hour or a couple hours just to keep them entertained and release all the negative energy in them. Because right now, displaced families have the hardest time inside tents or inside other people's residential homes trying to stay protected and safe. But it's as necessary as also staying safe just to give space to those children. So 11 children have been killed in this attack. And just one wonder what threat these children had posed to have the Israeli military fire a missile drone on them. 11 reported killed with dozens of injuries in the area. Those who had the scene of the attack described horrific scenes of the children torn apart by the massive explosion caused by the missiles.
11 Palestinian children slaughtered after an Israeli drone fired a missile into a group of children in a playground. Again, should I have to play these games? Imagine it was 11 Israeli kids, or 11 British kids, or 11 American kids. You know what the answer is. And you know what it says about the value attached to Palestinian life. And let's go on. I mean, you know, remember that the Israeli state claims their military is amongst the most advanced in the world, with sophisticated high tech beyond our imagination. So what the hell is happening here exactly? Do you know what disgust me? I'll be honest. Unlike Iran's attack on Israel, which killed no one, there won't be wall-to-wall outrage over the Israeli killing of 11 Palestinian kids, as there's been a lack of outrage over 14,000 at least kids being slaughtered. Why? Because Palestinian life is considered worthless. Now, I'm sorry to add further finally to your disgust, but let's just listen to this clip now from the Israeli ambassador to the UK, Zippy Hotivelli.
So many missiles being thrown on Israel, and barely no, damage, and the people of Israel are safe. It's just because one reason, they didn't hit Israel, most of them. And just imagine how things would have looked if the missile that our defense secretary was showing to the world, defense minister Gallant was showing to the world, this is a five-story size, 18 meters. This is huge missile. And think about it, you know, falling in the middle of a city like Jerusalem. We're now in beautiful scenery of Jerusalem, but look how populated it is. Just think about it, hitting neighborhoods and people and children. It would have been a disaster.
Well, there's no better illustration of the mentality of these people, is there? She asked us to imagine the horrible destruction if an Iranian missile had landed in the middle of Jerusalem, as if we have no other reference point for the mass destruction of innocent civilians, including children. Apart from a minute that Iran's weapons were aimed at military targets, from everything we know, and were done knowing they would not succeed at hitting them. Not justification, I should add, for either Iran's regime, for which I have no truck, or indeed for their military strike, which I oppose, as I oppose all military escalation. Unlike the people on Team Bomb Things, who have frankly caused mass death and mass destruction, and are still feted as men and women of moderation and statesmen and people who dominate our foreign policy. The fact is, Israel has virtually wiped Gaza from the face of the earth. As I keep saying, it has been so horrifically bombed, Gaza, that it now looks like a different colour and texture when looked at from space. That when including those buried under the rubble, we could now be looking at an estimated well over 50,000 Palestinians slaughtered. And that's just those who suffered violent deaths, not those who are dying, for example, for lack of medical care, food and all the rest. Around 20,000 of them, kids. But those are responsible. Those responsible for this abominable crime simply don't regard Palestinians as human beings. So they can't look at these hideous atrocities they've inflicted on them and feel any pain that they're suffering. So they have to invent hypotheticals that if those they regard as their own people to be killed by an attack which never happened instead. And indeed, earlier this year on national radio, this ambassador refused to deny in a UK radio interview that she was arguing for destroying the whole of Gaza. And when asked if she was advocating destroying every building in Gaza, she responded, "Do you have another solution?" It should be abundantly clear. This is a genocidal onslaught. And a key plank of this genocidal onslaught is to destroy Rafah, ensuring there's nowhere habitable in Gaza for its population, combined with a policy of mass starvation, the intentional famine caused by Israel, and the siege on the essentials of life. And the US administration and its Western allies have done nothing to stop this, just empty hand-wringing, while the Israeli state has made it clear it will behave as it wishes because it can call the bluff of those who have, in practice, massive leverage. And that's why the horrors that are to come, on top of the horrors that have already happened, are not only on the Israeli state, but on the Western states who made it possible. Please like and subscribe. Do leave your comments. Do share this video. Help us take on the pro war media at patreon.com/owntos84. Listen to a podcast. I'll speak to you soon.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.